This is RSVNB Update, episode 248, recorded Friday, March 19th, 2010, The Shane Trek Mod. Hello, everybody. RSVNB Update here. Once again, this joyous RuneScape podcast that you all gather around the cauldron to listen to as the cauldron bubbles and bubbles and bursts.
What does a cauldron have to do with anything?
I don't know. It's the cauldron you make that makes your nose grow longer, so you turn into that big witch, you know? You're not going to turn into a witch?
Who knows? Maybe I will.
Okay. And Tim is here of the RSVNB Informant and the events crew.
Hello.
He also frequents the PC gaming events and various other little things known as RuneScape, which you probably is where you probably know him from, but just in case you don't. Anyways, so we got this short little free-to-play quest this week, the first actual free-to-play quest released since, I believe, Rune Mysteries, am I right?
Yeah, yep.
And you guys both did this, so we'll just go through some requirements first. Okay, there are no requirements. So, Brad, do you want to give us an overview?
Well, it was, as they said, it's intended to be like one of those quests that's sort of the first one you do as soon as you get off Tutorial Island. Not Tutorial Island. There is no Tutorial Island anymore. But yeah, you know what I mean. So, it is the easiest quest in RuneScape. It takes you less than 5 minutes to complete, and you don't need a guide or anything for it, obviously. You basically just talk to this woman, and you go into the Lumbridge Catacombs and kill some people for her, and you're done.
Okay.
It's really, really simple. And they're level 3.
Ah.
So anyone can do it.
How many do you have to kill?
Only 3 people.
Okay.
And they're supposed to be evil followers of Zamorak, but, you know, 3 level 3s. I don't know.
Yeah.
And this woman calls herself a hero.
Xenia?
Yeah, that's it.
There was a Xenia character in the GoldenEye game / movie. I don't know if you guys have played that.
I don't think so.
Too long ago.
Yeah, you guys would have been too young. It came out in 96. Does she live through the end of the quest?
Yeah, she does.
Okay. So one in the movie met a rather unfortunate end.
What you do in the quest, you actually don't kill the level 3 things. You basically hit them so that they're down to like 1 HP. And then you spare them as long as they give you their weapons. And so you end up with a bow, this crappy, useless bow, a staff, someone or other staff, and which has the same stats as a regular staff, so it's completely useless. And then some sword. I don't know what stats those are. But
useless then.
Yeah, you get free weapons. You know, can't complain.
And would you use these weapons?
No,
never. Okay.
I don't even think a level 3 would use those weapons.
Okay.
But like what you do during the quest, you pick up, say, the bow, because you have to kill the ranged person first. And then with that, you have to kill the mage person, because she's like standing across from you, and you can't hit her with melee. So you do that, and then you just kill the...
So it's a little lesson in the combat triangle, then.
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay, Tim, what do you think of it?
So in that sense, it's a good quest, a good opening quest.
Okay. Tim?
Well, that was a pretty easy quest.
Okay. How long did it take you?
5 minutes or so.
Okay. Well, good. That's a consistency, meaning that you guys are both of the same caliber of mind, so that's good. It's always good to check your mind, make sure you're where you're supposed to be.
I took screenshots of everything, so in my defense, it took longer.
Okay. Okay.
I took no screenshots because I wasn't sure if I was supposed to write an article on it. So.
Okay. I don't know. There's really not that much else with this aside from the fact that...
But I mean, for new people, it's kind of cool, though. Like, I think it would be a good idea for them to create more like this, just because when you first come into the game, there's not really a lot for you to do just straight off. You have to kind of go out there and start training, and then you do quests. But yeah, as little introduction kind of things, I think it'd be cool if they continued them.
Yeah, that's one thing I wish they do with Star Trek Online. You know, I wish they would have more introduction in the beginning rather than just throwing you into the game, you know?
Yeah.
But another, maybe they should expand a whole line of these kind of small quests, you know, and for each skill. Like, I think it, even for some of the higher level farmers, like upwards of level 30, a quest like this would do great for them. Teach them how to actually do it without standing looking like a noob at the patch just alking, you know?
Yeah. Especially for members ones. I'm just trying to remember. I've never actually done the new tutorial that they created, so I don't know what's in it or anything. But does it teach you how to do skills like crafting and room crafting?
No, it doesn't.
Because I remember that was one of the shortcomings of the old tutorial island. It only gave you an introduction into the sort of
combat,
the majority of the skills, combat and basic cooking. Gathering skills, mining, cooking, wood cutting, fire making, smithing, stuff like those. But it didn't teach you crafting. It didn't teach you rune crafting. I'm trying to remember if there were any others. It didn't teach you any of the member skills, obviously.
Well, rune crafting was in that one quest, Rune Mysteries.
Rune Mysteries, of course, because you can't do it until you do that. Yeah, that makes sense then. But crafting, I never understood why there wasn't crafting in the tutorial.
Did you understand crafting when you were a noob?
Probably not, actually. I bet I had a really low level back then.
Okay. Yeah, you know... It all depends on how you get introduced and whether or not you like a skill or
actually,
not.
Actually,
so.
I can log into RuneScape Classic, can't I?
Yeah,
going to do that.
That'd be good.
See what my levels were.
And
how
then,
I get to RuneScape Classic?
That's a very good question. Isn't there also... you have access to the dungeon after the quest, right?
Yeah.
I didn't actually go down there. That was probably a bad idea. I should have just seen what was there.
I did.
Okay, what purpose does it serve?
Really, you can make a little bit of money, and you can get a mask, but a little bit of training, and that's it.
Okay.
There's low-level monsters going up to level 20, and the level 20 monster at the very end gives you the final piece of the mask. So there's 5 pieces to make a mask, which has 1 stats for all of it.
Okay. And then I assume that... That this mask that you get is the equivalent of the combat, or not the combat one, the one you get for having 300 quest points in members?
I think the 300 quest point mask doesn't have any stats to it. It's just for looks.
Yeah. Oh, but this does, or no?
Yeah, it has 1 to all the defense stats. I'm not sure about the combat.
Oh, yeah, I just found it, Shane.
Yeah.
Right before you sent that.
Yeah, so did you get
you got the
one for 300 quest points, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And what's this costume they speak of that you can get down there?
I think it might just be the mask.
Oh, okay. Well, that's nice. They say costume. One would normally assume a costume is a full body set, right?
I guess. I haven't seen anybody else wearing something new yet.
Oh, really? So. Are they just referring to the mask?
I don't know. It better not be. Like, when you think of costume, don't you think of something that changes your appearance entirely?
Yeah.
Yeah. I have 32 crafting. That's actually not as bad as I thought. This is combat level 59. My lowest stat was Herblore, with level 6. Next up was agility at 15, then ranged at 19. But, you know, back in RuneScape Classic, range was useless.
My highest stat was 42 cooking. Or 42 fishing.
Oh, that's embarrassing. My highest was attack at 55.
Yeah, but you played a long time,
then
right?
Cooking at 53. Mining at 52.
Okay.
Oh, that's not
my
bad.
Mining was 9.
Because, yeah, back then all I did was mine coal to get money, so that's understandable.
You're
that was a
noob.
A good method, though. I was not a noob. I was one of the more intelligent players of the time. I had a blue mask. I was owner.
Where'd it go?
I died.
Oh.
From a river troll.
Did you cry when you lost it?
Back in RuneScape 2. No, I was just devastated.
Okay, you didn't, like, quit or punch the wall or anything?
No.
Okay.
Well, no, I can't remember what I did. I probably quit. I can't remember.
Okay, Tim.
Because that was a lot of money.
You want to share anything about RuneScape Classic?
I was around for it, I don't think.
Okay. So, yeah, there's the quest. I'm going to give it a 4 out of 5. What about you guys?
You first.
Okay. I guess a 4 out of 5. For the lower levels, it's really useful, but for people really high level, it's pretty pathetic.
I'm going to give it a 5, even though it's not that useless. Like, I think it's necessary, and I'm glad they introduced it, and I want them to do more.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. You know what that is? That's called seeing the bigger picture, something a lot of people can't do. But anyways, aside from that slight little digression there, the only other little tweak this week was that weapons with high enough slash attack, like the whip, the Darak axe, the dragon two-handed battle axes, and god swords, can now slash through web.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. I'm glad they did that.
Yeah, I remember back a long time ago when I was first started doing clues and using the teleport lever, you know, it always ended up that I would try taking a knife, but for some reason the knife wasn't good enough to cut through the web.
I thought knives worked.
No, they didn't. It said it's not strong enough to cut through it.
Oh, that's weird. I'm sure they did.
I don't remember them working.
Because in the wilderness, at the mage arena, there's a knife on the ground.
Hmm.
That is the purpose of cutting through that web. But anyway, I remember in, you know, Varric sewers, there's that web at the end of it. Like, you go through it to get to the deadly red spiders, I think, and then to the moss giants. And I always used to forget, when I went down there to train, I used to forget to bring a slash weapon to cut through that. And it used to depress me.
Yeah, lots of people train down there.
Because then I'd have to go all the way out of the sewers and back to the bank, of course, because no one teleported in those days.
Yeah, you know, that's one thing that it's kind of sad now, is everybody relies on teleports so much, you never see anyone walking anymore. Last time I needed to go to Felidor from Varrok, I actually walked.
Sad in a way, but
I don't know. We need to abandon the new ways and just, I think, go back to the old ways when nobody had the magic level, you know? But anyways. Mm. Oh, we didn't mention the reward of that quest besides the mask and the staff and the sword and bow.
Click here to log out. Right.
100 of each combat thing.
Minus 100
XP. Yeah. And constitution.
Yeah, well, that'd be pretty decent for the kind of people who would do that quest to begin with. They'd probably get a couple of levels from it.
Well,
yeah.
If you think about it, if you do it right away, you'd only get one per level, because it's 83 XP to the first from level 1 to level 2.
Well, yeah, so still.
Okay. Free player forum access expanded. If you now have over 5 million experience points, you can post on the forums.
I don't know if we should be excited about that.
Why not? Why not? They have
what
to remember.
What was it before?
I don't know. 1.5 maybe? I don't know. 1 million maybe?
No, no,
wasn't
I thought it was
overall level
higher.
No, that's for the worlds. Yeah.
Because
they
say they've expanded it.
Yeah,
so it must be lower than it was before.
I'm thinking it's 1 million before. That's my guess.
No. As in I'm
1 million
it would
XP.
Be like 10 oh, million before and they've lowered it to 5 million.
No, no.
Because they've expanded it.
They've expanded right. It. I see what you mean.
So that's a bad thing.
Oh, well,
in my opinion.
But they said expanded access, meaning they give it to more people.
Yeah, exactly. So they've lowered the
requirement. What's bad about that?
Because now there are going to be more people on the forums.
Who cares? Who cares?
I don't know. Actually, I don't care. I don't use the forums. But
yeah.
But it's really too hard to keep up with at the moment, as it is.
Yeah, that's true.
I think it'll be much better with more people.
Yeah, so if you're free to play and you have 5 million XP, rejoice! Yay!
However, okay. Not my problem, because
yeah.
I have RSBNB.
Which is where you want to be, forums.rsbnb.com. I think. Yes, that's the right address.
Yep. I should hope so.
Yeah. Player submitted polls 19. I'll take the first question while you guys pull that up. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge, poke, poke.
Already got it.
Out of the following, which is your favorite RuneScape monster to fight? 31%, I don't know. 30% the KBD. 11% Jad. 11% the Corporeal Beast. 6% the Dagonoth Kings. 5% the Kalphite Queen. 3% the Chaos Elemental.
The boss monster.
And 3% the Skeletal Horror. I said Kalphite Queen.
What is the Skeletal Horror?
That's from Furinseek. After you collect all the bones from the
wishlist,
then you get to battle it.
Yeah.
There's a whole music track that goes along with it, so.
Hmm.
I wonder if I've ever gone down there. Have I ever gone down there, Tim?
To?
The Skeletal Whore?
I'm not sure.
Brad?
Have you gotten a femur bone at all?
I don't know.
Then you probably haven't, then.
I have no idea.
Do
you know
femur
if
bone?
I did?
No, I don't know.
Okay, did you?
Yeah, I've gone there.
Okay, well, what'd you say for your monster, Tim?
King Black Dragon.
Okay. Brad?
Yeah, King Black Dragon as well, I guess.
I said the KQ. What's running with the KQ, you know?
Why didn't they include the God Wars bosses?
Yeah, that's a good question. That's a good question. Anyways.
Probably be under I don't know, maybe. I don't know between the ones that are picked. So like
well,
a different
the,
boss.
Well, keep in mind, these are player-submitted polls, so, anyways. Yeah.
But do they choose the answers as well?
Yeah, they do.
Oh, okay.
Me and Trekkie used to submit the same one, hoping it would get in. It was something Star Trek-related, I think, with sci-fi person, would you like to have a cameo? And there was a list, you know? But I don't think that got in. Anyways. Tim,
pissy.
Next one.
What's your favorite type of summoning creature? And there's ones that carry my items, ones that have cool, unique powers, ones that can help me fight, ones that boost my abilities, I don't know, and ones that can gather my resources.
What'd you say?
I think I picked one that boosts my abilities.
Okay.
Just because I have innate summoning right now, so.
Yeah. Ones that can carry my items, I guess, would be best.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
the same thing I said.
That's probably the only ones I use, war tortoises, or the titans, ones that help me fight. I used to use those. They were handy.
Okay.
Just for the abilities. Yeah. Restoring health and defense and stuff.
8 HP and then 8 defense as well. It boosted. Along with boosting over your max life points, which is really
yeah.
helpful.
The unique powers aren't really anything special, so.
Yeah, I think they're being a little overhyped in this question, you know?
But yeah.
Anyways.
Well, bunyips were helpful down at Water Fiends, so.
Oh, yeah, bunyips. I didn't know they were included in that. Of course, bunyips are helpful.
Okay. Rat, next one.
How do you earn the majority of your gold pieces? Please choose an answer. From combat, buying and selling on the Grand Exchange, skill in questing, other, or I'm constantly bankrupt.
These results are really funny. 41% say skilling, 35% say combat, 9% say Grand Exchange, there's your flippers, 8% say other, there's your item buyers and stuff, the gold farmers. I'm constantly bankrupt. That's,
farmers.
That's Lehman Brothers. And questing, those are the delusional people.
Well said, well said. Yeah, I'm a flipper.
Okay.
I'm skilling.
I have to admit, I did used to, in the early part of this year and late part of last year, I was going quite insane on the flipping. I probably made around 20 million or so, from 62 to like 85 or so. But I haven't started up again, because any item I look at to do that looks too scary, as it's just entered a big drop.
Should buy another Santa hat as they're going up, or one of the rares.
No, I don't know. I'm not into rare merchanting. You know, if I buy a rare, it's to have it and use it. The rares are just kind of, they take too long and they're too unpredictable. So, I don't know. But I do recommend you guys buy Santa hats.
You probably wouldn't be able to, though, since they're so...
They're yeah. 56 million or so right now.
Constantly on the rise.
How much GP do you guys have?
10 million.
Good question. I'll log in and find out shortly.
Okay. I've
been buying some seeds for farming. So.
Oh, good. That's good. You going to get 99?
I will.
Okay.
Only 10 more levels.
Okay. Are you going to do magics and stuff?
Ago. Or 89.
Magics and stuff, or the economic method? Economical method. Which one?
Pardon? I can...
You going to use the economical method or the expensive method?
I got maples and papayas right now.
Okay, so semi-economical then.
Yeah, I'm going to move up because I'm farming pineapples. Now I'm doing papayas, going to do coconuts, maybe do some magic. So.
How much GP do you have, Brad?
Oh, crap, I've got most of it in the Grand Exchange at the moment, but that's like... estimate 30 mil, so I have... Oh, I only have 64 mil. I spent like 5 mil on summoning. That's so depressing last weekend.
That makes me happy with my fishing. I have 86 right now.
Oh, and I have 5 mil in my kingdom.
Okay. Moving on... which out of the ones you have seen is your favorite cape of accomplishment emote? We'll just say our favorites and then the top three, because there are 24 of them. The top three are
crafting.
Top three are prayer, agility, and quest points. I don't know why anyone would like
quest points.
Yeah. So, Tim, you like runecrafting?
Yeah.
Okay. Brad?
Oh, I don't know. I guess my top is agility.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I said too, agility.
Or is it? No, will I change my mind?
Oh, they said constitution. That threw me. Cons and construction, they kind of look the same because they start with const.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a bad thing about changing that name to Constitution, because now you've got... because people used to refer to construction as just con, and...
Anyways, so...
stuff like that. What else is there? Because... oh, runecrafting was always good, and of course prayer. I did like prayer. So those would be my top three.
Okay.
Prayer, runecrafting, agility.
My top three are...
What is the other one? Summoning was also quite cool.
Okay. My top three are Agility, Herb Lore, and Runecrafting. And no, that doesn't mean Runecrafting is the next 99 after Project Brad is done. Absolutely not. Oh, we got another poll that was up earlier this week, but discontinued rather quickly, entitled Mobile Gaming. And given the results, I think it's quite obvious why it was discontinued. The first question states, what kind of mobile device, smart mobile device do you own? 47%, I do not own a smart mobile device. 24%, iPod Touch. 11%, other.
That's a fairly large percentage. Plus an iPhone.
Mm-hmm. 33%. iPhone 9%, BlackBerry 3%.
A monopoly.
Google Android 2%, I don't know, 2%, Windows Mobile 1%, and Symbian 1%. Okay, that's nice to know. But I guess it's clear to target the... I don't get why they put the iPod Touch and iPhone as separate devices, you know, because they're the same thing in terms of apps.
Well, in a way, some of them require a microphone, which only the second-gen iPod Touch and the iPhone can have.
Oh, so. I didn't know the most recent iPod Touch has a microphone.
Well, no, it's you have to buy it separately, but...
Oh, okay.
Can't have a microphone with it.
I see. Okay. And I'm assuming you guys don't own any of these?
I have an iPod Touch.
Okay.
So, that's it.
I don't own any, so... Me and Brad here are just going to be the loners on our feature phones, as they're called. That's what you call a phone that's not a smartphone. You call it a feature phone.
I just call it a phone.
Okay.
Because that's what it's for. Not playing games.
And not texting.
I still don't understand. Well, yeah, I have to text. Because in New Zealand, we can't call anyone for us. It'll cost way too much. It's just not done.
Okay. On average, how many games do you buy for your smart mobile device per month? None. I don't own one. 48%. None. I don't play games on my smart mobile device. 14%. Okay. Then one at 11%. Then it drops off sharply after that. What stops you from buying games on your mobile device? 48% don't own one.
Funny that. You know, they should just tell people if they don't own a smart mobile device, then
don't
answer the poll.
But, then you'll get idiots doing it who think they have one, but they don't, you know? So.
I guess. But then you get people who confuse themselves. See, I don't own a smart mobile device has 16,424 votes in this one. And then the previous question, it says 16,622 votes. So somehow they mess it up.
Yeah.
And in the one before, 16,024. So that's off by 500 and, what is it, 98 votes or something.
You know what they need? They need smart polling where if you answer a certain question, it changes the poll for you votes. In the future, you know?
Yes, I was right. Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
I'm sort of thinking that maybe that people are counting as an iPod Touch is not a smart mobile device. Or thinking that a smart mobile device is like a phone instead of an iPod Touch. That's why it's different votes.
Hmm. Yeah.
Just as bad. It means the RuneScape population are retards.
And where's the iPad in this?
That's a pity. Well, the iPad... I don't know. Can you play RuneScape on an iPad?
No.
As it is?
No. That'd be interesting, though. That'd be interesting converting it to touch.
Have iPads even shipped yet?
No, that's happening first week of April.
Well, that's probably why.
Okay. How long do you typically spend playing a game on your smart mobile device? None. I don't own one. 48%. 16,557. Then most after that are under 15 minutes or under 30 minutes. So, yeah. And finally, last question, what sort of games for your smart mobile device would you like to see JX make? 33% say based on existing JX titles, 26% simple tools with interacting with existing JX games. I'm not interested in mobile games or any mobile tools from JX, and totally new games designed for mobile gaming. I think we see why the poll was closed.
Yeah. I think we're there are only three questions that they should have had on here. Was the first, second, and last question. So they could have seen which ones people have and what they should do about it. Yeah, they already have one iPod Touch app. So
anyway,
that's an all right game.
Shall we move on to questions?
I think so, yes.
Okay.
I'm bored of this.
A wild Shane Trekmon appeared.
Oops, I'm sorry. I did the backwards play again in another window after
again.
I pressed.
Get it together, Shane.
A wild Shane Trekmon appeared. Chief Snake, I choose you. Shane Trekmon casted Borg. It has no effect. Chief Snake, use the Force. It's super effective. Star Trek Mon fainted.
And then he's added on in a PM. What? You've never done that? So I guess have we ever played like that? Us. Me and you.
I might have when I was younger, just not referencing it to RuneScape.
Or what, you've never forgot to include your question in your audio question.
Oh, that's a good point. I thought he was asking if we've ever done that before. I'm sorry. I got confused. Well, let's answer both then. Tim, yeah, when you were younger, you used to play like that. Brad?
Oh, wait, so he didn't actually include anything else.
No.
Maybe he was asking what you thought then. No, I never did that.
Not even now?
No, I don't think. Not even now. Well, obviously not now.
Okay.
Not gearing up for the new Pokemon games release for Heart Gold and Soul Silver?
Heart Gold and Soul Silver. Where the hell do they come up with these things from?
They've run out of ideas, I think. So they're just recycling old games.
Yeah, no, I've never done that, but on the topic of Pokemon, I think a Pokemon MMO would be something to look at. What do you think?
Yeah, no, not really. I think Pokemon has done its time.
Why? It's got good life lessons in it, you know?
Yeah, but they're just creating reiterations of the old characters and things. You know, all these new Pokemon that they've come up with are just ridiculous. Can we
like
go
what?
Back to the old Kanto Pokedex? What was it, Kanto? I can't remember.
Yeah, Kanto was the first
Kanto,
one. Johto was the second one.
What was the third one?
I don't know.
Hoenn. No, not. I don't know.
Yeah, I agree. We should go back to the original 151, right?
Yep.
151 is all you need because there's a little bit of everything in each, you know? Like why do you need a whole bunch of variants on the grass, fire, and water ones, you know? Like that you'd start off the gold game with. What's wrong with the first three, right?
Yeah.
Anyways, also, can this be my application for the entertainer rank? Sure, anything can be it, as long as it's appropriate, because it is community chosen, so, yeah. Thank you, Earth. Next audio question is a guy named Direct X Fire.
Hello, Shane, Chief Snake, and any other potential guests. Just wondering what kind of mic you guys use to record the podcast every week. Personally, I just upgraded from an old Rocketfish headset to a semi-new Razer Kakaris, and I'm actually not entirely satisfied with the upgrade, so what kind of setup do you guys have?
Do you guys want to go first? Let's let Tim go first.
I have a Microsoft LiveChat LX3000 headset, and I guess from the recording it sounds pretty good. Or I guess, not really sure, but hopefully it'll sound pretty good.
But yeah, it
the
does.
PC gaming events on my desktop, not sure how that sounds. But it is a pretty good microphone for about $60. So.
Yeah, it is. Does sound good. I use a Logitech ClearChat Comfort, I think it is.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Headset. Yeah, and Shane has the same one, but he doesn't use it. Is that right?
It's my Skype headset for gaming and other things.
Yeah, that's right. I'm okay with it. I don't like how it doesn't fit over your ears snugly, so it's not actually comfortable, ironically.
You must have big ears then.
Well, it does fit over my ears, but like it just fits on them rather than...
Okay.
You know.
I see what you mean. It just sits on them. It doesn't cover them entirely.
Yeah.
I see.
And like, I have another pair of headphones here, which I use instead of the headset whenever I can, because they are a lot more comfortable. And these headphones cost me like $20, whereas this headset was about 50 or 60.
Oh, so. I thought you were going to say your standalone headset cost you like $200.
No. We do live in New Zealand and the prices are crappy, but not that bad.
Okay.
But anyway, also the fact that the cord, I've nearly broken it a couple of times.
Which one?
USB connector to the computer.
That's something you have to be really, really careful about.
Yes.
These headsets are really flimsy.
And because the cord only comes off from one side of the headset, it feels uneven when it's on your head. And I don't know, that's about it. So I'm not that happy with it, but it does work quite well. It sounds good as far as I'm, and so it works for me.
Yeah. The reason I don't use that headset is because after a couple of months, the wire starts to degrade. And then for me, who records what's coming down my headset also, my recordings in the past, if you remember back in like September last year, they would pick up the sound of somebody else on the other end because the shielding was too bad between the microphone and the speaker wire. So, in return, what I did is I got just some basic Plantronics headphones, and actually a standalone microphone that I need to update what we record the show with, Paige. And for anybody who was wondering, it's the MXL990 USB, and you do need a good stand for it and a pop filter. Because if you don't have a pop filter with it, you'll get big, loud noises whenever you use letters that start with B, S, or P, as you can probably hear right now. I just removed the filter. Did you guys hear anything differently?
Slightly, very slightly, I think.
See, if you say something that starts with P, like Papa or Pickles
right
or something right there.
Yeah.
But then right here in front, if you say Papa, Pickles, Peppers, something like that, it limits it.
Yeah, that's much better, yeah.
So that's what I use. But just a little word of warning, Logitechs are the best. Granted, they are flimsy, so you should probably just go pick up one of those, because as with all kinds of higher-level things like the Razer and Rocketfish or whatever it is, you're just paying for the name with that kind of thing, and quality isn't there. So, Logitech, definitely. It's my piece on this, unless you guys have anything else.
No, that's about it, really. If you find anything really good, let us know.
You know, I have a second microphone here. If you were closer, you could have it, Brad.
Oh, thank you.
But you're not.
Shane. No, okay.
And
no.
I'm not sending it across an ocean. So, yeah. Anyways.
No, likewise, I'm not sending you a thin client computer over the ocean.
Okay. Thank you, DirectX Fire. Tim, next question.
Dear Chief, or Shane, Chief Snake, and Tim. First off, Shane, what would you think if you logged onto RuneScape, went into the clan chat, and saw that everyone, and saw at the end of everyone's name there was 12088?
No, that would be very unsettling, and I would change my name to something that nobody would know. So probably not a good idea to enlist your friends to change to something ending in 12088.
And for all of you. Would you like it if there was a button at the bottom for you to reset your level in that skill, excluding the combat skills?
You first.
Would you reset farming?
No, I wouldn't reset it. No.
Okay.
Tim? I mean, I don't know. I like farming, but what's wrong with just getting XP after 99? There's no point
in
resetting
it. That's true.
I'd really only reset my skills to get the achievement again. To get like 99 all over again.
That's the thing. But, you know, they could accomplish that by making something at level 107, I think it is, which you double your XP and you get like a upgraded cape or something, you know?
Yeah.
What would be wrong with that?
They could just do simple things like that.
I'd definitely round off farming to 26 million and whatever XP to get that. But
yeah, easily. I've still got that on my list of things to do. 25 million XP next, which is really should only take me a few days. And after that, 30 million is on my list. But
I'd like to get top 100.
I know. But like, it seems like that's not really going to be realistically possible now.
Yeah, because people are definitely picking up on farming, so that's good.
Yeah, we'd have to get out the old magic tree seeds. And I'd like to do that again, though. Next time there's a farming skill of the month, I'm going to aim for 7 or 8 million XP, because I think I got 5 or 6 last time.
If I have the money, I will race you.
Okay. You definitely have the money, unless you spend it before then. So you can't.
I'm just cheap. I'm just cheap.
Shane, I spent 40 mil last time to do that, so.
Okay.
No,
yeah,
that would work.
That would be so fun, you know, blowing all your money on farming like that. Maybe I should do that.
I told you.
Thanks, guys.
But what if I need to buy something in the future? Oh, sorry, Ted.
You have the great work, Kyle. 3285.
Third time's a charm.
Okay, dear host, you've just proposed to your dream girl and asked her to spend the rest of your life with you, but she has one requirement before she says yes. You have to give up RSBNB at RuneScape and RuneScape Forever, or she will not marry you. What do you say and why?
I think it goes without saying. Definitely, I would give it up, yes. If anyone would not give up RuneScape for that, then God help them.
Yeah, give it up, because all you have to do is you give it up and then you start a different site that's smaller and let it grow again, right?
No, just give it up. It's not that difficult.
No, and I mean not a RuneScape site. Like, there's a different kind of one, you know?
No, who cares? Just...
But what if you could make money off it?
If you could make money off it, then I guess, but...
Exactly.
If she wants you to give it up, then sure.
But yeah, why not?
Who cares?
Tim, you're awfully silent. Does that mean you wouldn't?
Yeah, no, I probably would. I have other games I can go and play. Counter-Strike Source for one of them.
Okay. Okay. Second part. If you only had 1 week to live, what would you do in that week and why? Sincerely, Italy for life.
Oh. That's
1 week? Tim?
Sorry, where were we? If you only had 1 week to live, what would you do in that week and why? Yeah, Tim, you take first.
Maybe go to Dubai and try that indoor skiing place that they have over there.
Okay.
And then go to JAGEX and see if I can go and meet some of the staff there. And then come back home and play RuneScape for the rest of the time I have.
Okay. Brad?
You're so going to become a player modder if JAGEX, moderator of JAGEX are listening. No, I would give up RuneScape and go and do something productive for the last week of my life.
How can you be productive in a week?
I don't know. If you're not playing RuneScape, then it's a lot more productive than playing RuneScape. So
okay. There,
I have justified myself. No, I don't like these questions because you can't predict that.
Yeah, that's right. You could spend your last week of your life in a vegetative state, you know?
Yeah, that's right.
So,
well,
I see what you mean.
I don't think I'd last that long if I were in a vegetative state.
Yeah.
I'd move to, where is it? Switzerland or Sweden or one of those places that allows you to... Yeah.
Yeah, we won't talk about that. But anyways, if I had a week left, first things first, I would plan my funeral.
I guess so, yeah.
And then I would attempt to make sure that everything else is tied off and there's no loose ends, and then I guess just spend the last amount of time around people that I enjoyed.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Thank you. Brad, next one.
Dear Shane, Chief, and Tim, you have been abducted by aliens which take you back to their planet. What would you do first? Thanks, guys, from Magic. Pass.
Oh, come on. Have an imagination.
Pass.
You don't know what you would do?
Of course I don't know what I would do.
Okay,
actually,
Tim?
I was reading this thing the other day that said...
Okay, you do know what you would
do. No. I can't remember what it was. I saw it in a school library, I think it was. What would you do if you were the first person to meet an alien or something like that?
It was a book?
I don't know. No. It was...
So it was a post on the forums of something like that. Really long post.
Yeah, what was that? Tell me what it was. I'd be interested in reading that.
I don't know. I'll see if I can find out what it was. Because I can't remember where I saw it now. But it was to do with, you know... If you're the first person to meet an alien of some sort, then it is widely regarded by scientists as being the most important event in human history or something.
Yeah, it's true. It's
will
true.
Be. So, yeah, there is supposed to be a plan for what you would do or something like that.
Okay. If it was me, the first thing I would do is I would attempt to convey... the better aspects of humanity towards them. I'd start by shaking their hand, presuming it wasn't a bad gesture in their culture, you know? And then I would presume to give them a sampling of human culture, the good parts only. Like, for instance, I'd give them a sample of, the world-renowned food, world-renowned music, Shakespeare, strong movies, those sorts of things. You know, I'd get them to know what being human is and what the human race is all about. Then I would probably have to do something in order to arrange contact between where we are and where Earth is in relation, and then contact the Earth government about that, so they can arrange further contact from there. You know, I've thought about these kind of things before. Does that seem kind of like outlandish to think about these things?
You creepy man.
It's not just me. We've had these long talks together.
I think it's just you.
No,
together. No. Do you mean between you and Kelsey?
Yeah, yeah. We've had long talks about these kind of things before.
Oh, what an amazing guess.
Yeah. She's the only one who'll entertain those kind of thoughts. So
exactly.
Anyways, yeah. That was kind of long-winded.
But I'd probably see if they had a time machine and go back and see the Canada-US hockey game. Where Sidney Crosby scored the game-winning goal. how good Canadians are.
And then Brad here is just going like, what? Who's Sidney Crosby? Right?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Anyways, thank you, Magic. Next one.
Brad, your chief, Tim, and Shane. To keep it concise, you're the kind of friend that you... Are you the kind of friend that you would want to have as a friend? What personality traits would you enjoy to be around, and what would annoy you? Thanks, Toto Jim Bob.
Yeah, I'd say that's a yes in my case. What about you guys?
Tim?
If I got the stuff that my friends are talking about, then I probably would. Because right now most of my friends talk about Xbox 360s and PS3s, which both of them I don't have. All I have is a Wii and a GameCube. So, but if I did get those, I probably would be a good friend then.
Okay.
The traits.
Yeah, but traits. Brad?
Oh, me. I wouldn't have myself as a friend. I would hate to have myself as a friend because I'd be annoying. Well, it's difficult to know because, I don't know, many aspects of myself I deem as how would you put it?
Inadequate.
I would much rather be around someone like myself than someone not like myself. But at the same time, I don't think I could stand being around me for more than an hour or two.
Oh, you're not that bad.
Well, no, just because, I don't know.
You're not.
I would just,
You're not bad that you're only able to be around for an hour.
No, but, like, I wouldn't be able to entertain myself. Because
I see what you mean.
Meet someone who is the opposite of me, in a way.
Ah, okay.
Because I like to be on my own, yeah, doing most things. So I would need to be entertained by someone opposite.
I see what you mean. Okay. I think that's it from now on, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you, Toto. Jim Bob. Hey, Shane, Tim, and Brad 2.0. I have one question this week. Other than the obvious RuneScape and Star Trek Online, what online multiplayer games do you play? Tim, go first.
Star Trek Online.
I don't play any other online games, multiplayer online games, unless you count Counter-Strike Source is an online game.
Yes, that is an online game.
Okay, then I play that.
Okay.
A fair amount.
Okay. Brad?
I don't really play any. I barely even play RuneScape as it is. And, I guess I have a friend who plays Team Fortress 2 a lot, and I sometimes play that with him. And I have Counter-Strike Source. Shane forced me to buy that, and I used to play that with RSBNB when we had the gaming events, and I actually could, but now the timing's changed and I can't. And, Half-Life 2, but that's, again, just with RSBNB. I don't play that on my own.
Okay. for me, yes, RuneScape, Star Trek Online, Battlefield Bad Company 2, Modern Warfare 2, don't tell anyone. No, you can tell people.
Oh, then, yeah, I have COD 4 too, but yeah.
That was forced on you too, wasn't it?
Rarely ever play that, yeah. I only play that when my friend forces me to.
Yeah, so it depends on the time of year what I'm playing, so yeah.
Oh, I actually forgot. There's a LAN party at my school today.
Oh.
Not that I would go to that, but...
Kind of too late now, though.
Well, it goes from 10 a.m. till 10 p.m.
Wow.
If I wanted to, I could roll on up and show off my badass system, you know?
Yeah. Okay.
But no, I wouldn't do that. I'm not that hardcore.
Yeah, I imagine there are other people who would be more in their element for that kind of thing, you know?
Well, you know, I'm the nerdiest person at my school. I got the CIT Cup last year, which is usually only awarded to year 13s, but I got it in year 12. Yet, I don't do things like LAN parties. I just, you know, I'm not that geeky. I'm a nerd.
And you don't program in anything but PHP.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, you're right. That is odd. That's very odd. Because, you know, I find it hard to believe that they would have chosen you, you know, given what you tell me and everything. But yeah.
But you see, no one else in my school does any programming whatsoever, so I'm pretty safe there.
Okay.
I only know one other person in my computers class who dabbles in Visual Basic. He's really good with Visual Basic, to be fair. And then there's one other guy who does HTML, CSS, and JavaScript stuff. But nothing really that advanced.
Okay.
Good with web design. But oh, and Ruby. Okay. He does Ruby.
Oh, that's good.
Which is relatively interesting.
Yeah, it is. I've wanted to try that, but I haven't had anything to do it with. So, yeah. How did we get on this? I forget. Oh, your LAN party. That's right. Thank you, Des Zach. Next one.
What are your thoughts on Bane-type weapons such as the Kiris and Belmung? I don't know how to pronounce that. What do you think the next achievement diary piece... Oh, no, sorry. We'll just go with that first. I know what the Kiris is. I don't know what the Belmung is. What is that?
The Belmung is the one that you use for fighting Dagonoths.
You get to hit really, really high.
Where do you get that from?
The Blood the Runs Quest. Deep. Yeah, that one.
Oh, okay. I haven't done that. The Kiris is pretty cool. I've used that a few times.
Makes you hit high on Kalphites.
I think, yeah. Yeah, that's cool. I think, though, it's not really useful to use as a primary weapon, is it, against them? Or it's sort of like just as good as using a whip or something like that. I think it would be better if it had something like a special attack, even though in itself it is like a special attack, but if it had something that had some effect on them, it would be more enticing to use.
I think they're a good thing, and Jack should probably add more of them as time goes on.
But yeah, exactly.
Tim, any thoughts?
They're useful. I don't use them that much, but I have used them before. I didn't really find the Kiris that useful, but I put really strong poisoning on it, so I could easily use it for a Kelphite task if I need to.
Yeah, the thing is that they're not as strong as like the whip and stuff, but they do have their specials, so I don't know. It's just a matter of changing and not being lazy, I guess, but yeah. Next part.
What do you think the next achievement diary piece will be, and where? What special ability do you think it might have?
Oh, God. I hate predicting these.
Yeah. Where else is there on the map?
Elflands, maybe?
The Elflands. That would be interesting to see.
Desert.
The desert. Yeah, the desert as well.
That area. Yeah. The only place I could think of.
Because Mauritania covers quite a large space. Yeah, I would like to see something over there, actually.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Or the desert, because the desert is massive as well.
Yeah, let's do the desert then.
And those would provide a good chance to make lots of elite tasks.
Yeah.
Surely.
Yeah. And there's also more storylines open in the desert that could be capitalized on and more towns than in the swamp area, so why not? Special abilities, I'm not sure what they could use, because they already have the infinite water tiara that prevents you from dying of thirst, so any ideas?
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe you teleport to some of the big areas, like straight to the quarry or to the Kelphite mound or...
Oh yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah, the Kelphite.
Instead of using a camulet or lunar staff or pharaoh scepter to get down to Sopenham.
Yeah, the pharaoh scepter I use for a few of those places.
There you go, Jason. And finally, next part.
Oh, what's your favorite dessert? Mine is my family's homemade brownies. I love brownies too. My mum makes great brownies. My mum makes great everything, for that matter. apple crumble.
Oh, that's good.
Or apple pie. Anything with apple in it, really.
Okay. Tim?
Chocolate ice cream or homemade brownies. It's always good.
Okay. We don't really have dessert here, so my nightly dessert consists of my tea with a cookie. So, but if I had to pick something, oh, I don't know. Let's just go apple crisp, homemade from our apple trees, because we do have an apple tree in the backyard. So... And then it's quite funny because in the early spring and stuff, you can see the squirrels taking the rotten apples from last year and stuff, and the birds too. And they ferment over the winter, so it's we're doing our part to get the neighborhood wildlife drunk. Yeah. Thank you, Jason. Next one. Dear hosts, what video game consoles do you own, if any? Also, do you have an iPhone or an iPod Touch? Thanks, Banzai99. We already know Tim's answer to this. So, Brad?
I have a PS2, and that is it.
Okay. Did you have anything before the PS2?
No.
Yeah, okay. Tim?
Wii, GameCube, DSi, DS Lite, DS, Game Boy Advance, Game Boy Color, very first Game Boy, and my dad has a PSP.
Okay, so that's lots of little...
All Nintendo in my house.
Yeah. Here, unfortunately, have an Xbox 360, which would be a PS3 now if I knew better. Also a Wii... A retired GameCube since the Wii plays GameCube stuff. You know that, Tim, right?
Yeah.
And N64. We skipped a whole bunch of Game Boys, just the Game Boy Colors. And the original Nintendo. Yeah. So, that's all we got here.
All you got.
Yeah. I know people who have both a PS3 and a 360. And no iPod Touch or iPhone. But it would be nice to have an iPod Touch, even just for the web apps part of it, you know? So, I don't know if I can justify an iPad, but a Touch might be a good compromise, because I'm not paying data plans for an iPhone. So, Banzai99.
Mm.
And last one, picked specifically for Brad. Read it.
Dear hosts, what is your favorite book or childhood story of all time? From Noam Thorian. And this is apparently picked specifically for me because I couldn't think of anything before the show. I don't know. Depends. It wasn't really a childhood story, although I did read it when I was... like 10, probably younger than that. The His Dark Materials series by Philip Pullman. I've always loved that.
What's it about?
It's too much to explain. Ask Tim.
Yeah, it's a lot to explain. Over three books. We start off with, it's basically Earth, but you have demons, which are basically your soul outside of your body. That could change into different animals. So you have like a tiger or a bird, squirrel, that sort of thing. And once you reach, I think, puberty or something like that, your demon will pick a form and stay like that. And Lyra and the future of the book, Will, I think is his name, they go on adventures and gain items and...
Right. That does sound fairly complicated. Okay.
It's a really fantasy-based book. So. And it's a very good read, though.
Brad, what did you become when you read this?
What did I become?
Yeah. Or no, it's not interactive. I'm sorry. I thought this was something... I'm sorry. I thought it was one of those interactive novels, you know?
Oh, no.
No?
Okay.
I don't know what you mean by that, even.
Like, you like flip to page X if you choose this, and page Y if you choose this?
Of course not.
Okay. I was just checking. Okay. Tim?
I have to go with the His Dark Materials series as well, but also the Artemis Fowl series as well, which is 8 books or so, is also a good read as well.
I read a bit of that. I think I read 3 of those books. But,
You don't read anymore, do you?
No.
That's sad. It's like,
it is, yes.
When I was younger, like, yeah, around that age too, I used to read. And, yeah, it's just like it kind of disappears after the schoolwork starts taking priority and everything, you know?
Yeah, exactly. So in one way, we can blame school for making me a worse person, a worse reader.
Yeah. But no, I don't really have a favorite series. I'm just trying to think of two of the... Okay, there's 3 books that I really liked. I'm struggling to find the third name. Oh, yes, I got it. Okay, I got it. These were around, probably around the age of 10 or so. First one was The Hatchet. Did you guys ever hear that?
Yeah,
yes,
I heard that.
I think I read that.
Okay. Yeah, I quite like that one.
I don't remember it at all, but I remember the name now that you mention it.
I think my teacher read it to me in grade 5 or so.
Yeah, it was a great school book. It was.
What's it about?
A guy's plane crashes and he has to live in the woods and stuff, you know?
Yes,
until he's found
by natives
at the end and everything. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Second one was, I have no idea why I like this book. It's a really silly concept when you look upon it. The Boggart and the Monster.
Mm-hmm.
You know the book?
No, I don't really know the book.
Okay.
Sort of sounds familiar, but I'm not that sure.
Yeah.
Okay. And the Monica Hughes books, those were always good, because they had a sci-fi tinge to it, and she was based in Canada, so her books were most often set in Canada, so that was always nice. I think, let me just look up the name, I think this is the book I was thinking of. The Crystal Drop was one of them, and yes, Keeper of the Isis Light, science fiction, published in 1980 by Monica Hughes. Yeah, so those ones. Yeah, so those kind of things. I wasn't one for big book series, unless it was Star Trek. Thank you, Noam Thorian. I think we're going to move on to tech news now, unless anybody else has anything they want to talk about in that question.
No.
Okay. MySpace user data for sale. Any of you guys use MySpace?
No.
That's good. Social networking just became a little riskier to your privacy. Information from MySpace is now for sale to third parties ranging from academics to analysts and marketers. This data will include activity or information that has been attached to an account. This could also include things like blog posts, locations, photos, reviews, and status updates regarding others. And some Austin, Texas company is collecting and selling the data off to people. So if you use MySpace, just a little something to think about before you post that next picture of yourself in the mirror, if you know what I mean. So, yeah, be careful if you're on MySpace. no comments on this, I'm assuming.
No, don't use MySpace. Not worried.
Okay. Next up, Internet Explorer 9 preview. I know this is something me and you are both very happy about.
Yep.
The question is, will it materialize in the final version?
Well, Internet Explorer 8 was a bit of a letdown, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Every version of Internet Explorer to date has probably been a bit of a letdown. But...
yeah. Some things that are promising are HTML5, scalable vector graphics, CSS3, faster JavaScript, and 2D acceleration. And the best thing about this is it's for Windows Vista and up only. So no Windows
Can
XP.
Can they not just ditch their own engine and use WebKit or something? Something that works. It would make life so much easier.
It would. And you know what the thing is? If they did switch to...
what would they even lose from that? Because they can use the WebKit engine in their own browser.
Yeah. You know, all they need is like a compatibility mode to go back into the old IE engine.
Yeah.
But the funny thing is, if they did switch to WebKit, I would probably use IE.
Why is that?
I don't like Firefox. It feels too clunky with the Gecko engine.
Yeah, but
you don't. Yeah.
No.
I don't know. I think WebKit is a superior engine than Gecko.
No, but didn't you just say if IE switched to WebKit, then you would?
I would use IE.
Oh, for WebKit, I see what you mean.
Yeah.
That's sad, Shane. No. I've always found the WebKit engine to be more clunky than Firefox, than Gecko.
Really? That's odd.
I've always found that Gecko just works perfectly, and it's probably similar with Opera.
They use their own.
Opera. Yeah, they use their own as well, but... I mean, it's similar in that they're about the same clunkiness.
Oh, okay.
Neither of them are clunky. But WebKit has this thing about it. What have I... I've got Chrome here. For one thing, when you select everything, it selects, like, the entire page.
Yeah, just, so?
Yeah. It shouldn't do that.
Why not?
It's just not smart.
I don't know, but it does only select the text.
Little things. Oh, yeah, it does only select text when you want it to only select text. But then if you select multiple lines, if they're in separate divs or something, then it selects the entire div.
Oh, I see what you mean. But I don't know.
It's like that.
Another thing that IE9 will bring is H.264 video, which is a good thing in my view, rather than using OGG format, because it seems that H.264 is more widely used, you know, than OGG. So, I don't know.
Yeah, the only thing I'm worried about with that is how is Firefox going to keep up? Because Firefox,
yeah, that's the thing. They're too concerned about open source to even offer an H.264 plugin, you know? So,
and they are, hell-bent on ensuring that.
That's why when it's time to move over to HTML5 completely, I'm going to have to abandon Firefox, because I think that H.264 is more important than being open source. So, but anyways, yeah.
But more important than... providing for Firefox users? I don't know. Because you can't just ditch them.
No. I mean, like, oh you mean from
as
like
a user?
Yeah, as a user, not from a content
a
point of view.
Oh, okay.
Developer, yeah, definitely always Firefox as a main priority, but yeah. I don't know, so I just hope that what we're seeing now in this preview will actually happen, unlike other past Microsoft ventures, like, oh, I don't know, Windows Longhorn, WinFS, yeah. Tim, anything on browsers, or is that not your cup of tea?
Not my cup of tea. Okay. I just use Firefox and Chrome. That's it.
Okay, that's good. That's good you don't use Safari.
We can live with that.
Experts are predicting that once again this year, Safari will be the first browser hacked, followed by the iPhone.
Other things.
Yes, some other things. We have some events planned for you guys. Tim, you want to give us a rundown on yours?
Okay, so Owen and I are teaming up this month, and we're doing another hide-and-seek event. This time it's going to be pay-to-play only, and we're going to do it over in the Elflands. So Laletia, Tyrus Camp, Isifdar, and the Elf Camp. It's going to be on Friday the 26th at 8 p.m. on World 132. And just make sure you have anti-poison and food and lightweight. That's really it.
Yeah, and make sure you have done Regicide, right?
Just Underground Pass.
Okay, just Underground Pass. Okay.
Then you can get in.
A Regicide isn't needed?
I don't think so.
Okay. Check that before we post the post.
Helpful.
I think that's only for going through the gate over underneath west of Ardune. The gate that you walk through.
Oh, right.
Trail to walk through.
Okay. But most people who have done Underground Pass have probably done
Regicide. Will have done Regicide by now. Yeah, that's true.
And Roving Elves.
Yeah. Okay. And in other events, Ryan and Schwa will be doing an Xbox-related event this month in which there will be Halo. Halo 3, I assume. Various game types, stock and custom maps, several big games, and of course the winner of this, just like in the other one, will get the competition winner rank for April. So...
Oh, I also want to add on that last event, I can't remember who it was, might have been Flash, thought that once you find a person, that's it, you can't get that item. If you find a person, then you get the item, and don't just walk by. Like what happened last event, a couple of people for Paul, they just walked straight by or traded and disconnected and then teleported away or something like that. So.
You have to get the item.
Yeah, get an item from whoever's being searched and find somebody else.
Okay, and right now we're going to sit and laugh at the Skill of the Month graph again.
Yay. Where is the Skill of the Month graph?
On the Skill of the Month page.
Yes, I'm getting there. It's loading. That's mildly interesting. So the winner is 1 mil XP in front of second place.
Yeah. This month is summoning. And as you guys all know, last weekend was double XP weekend. And the winner currently is Risei with 5.4 million XP. And then Suns 223 with 4.38. Then Southrin with 4 million XP. In summoning, and nobody has got any XP since double XP weekend ended.
Neither before that.
I only got summoning experience before from Penguins. And that's it.
This is the coolest graph we've ever had.
Yeah, you know, it's almost vertical in nature for these guys, but, yeah. So, come on, let's get some more XP before the month is up. We don't want to be too boring. You still got, what, how many days? 10 days, 11 days to go. So, let's add a bit more. Add a bit more. So that's your Skill of the Month. Oh, yes, and we do have an informer survey going. Tim would very much like to know what you guys think of the current batch of articles and everything. So you can take the Informer survey about RSBNB Informer, which you can head to informer.rsbnb.com/survey, I believe. Brad, did you take our survey yet?
No.
Please do.
I will.
Good. Tim, you got a pick for us?
Yeah, it's Wet Pulse, which is basically is you install it, you sign up and install it, and it'll track your typing and your clicking along with how much your mouse moves.
Oh.
They put it all together, and you can find out your rank overall.
I want to install that again. I used to use it ages ago.
Are you guys sure that's safe?
Yeah.
Just counts your...
safe.
Like, I can see what Coupa as, since it just reports the application, but I don't know. I don't know. It's just something about something monitoring my keystroke seemed a little bit more dangerous.
Well, no, it's just counting the time, the when you click and when you do a keystroke, not what you put
yeah,
down.
Yeah, but that's what they say, but do you really know that? It's not open source. That's all I'm worried about. I'm sure it's fine, but it's something that's always in the back of my head. So, please continue on Wet Pulse.
Okay. Well, I have an account, and Brad has an account, and RSBNB has an account as well, which has 69 people on it. So you can search up RSBNB unit, and you can find all the people who have it. So,
I think my name is Brad. My username.
And I somehow got Tim. Yeah, and I somehow got Tim. So
that's amazing. You guys are able to do that.
Login
I'm not even sure how I got right. Tim. I thought I had my RuneScape username before or something like that. So
they need a new website.
No, they don't. It doesn't look that bad.
Oh, there's Brad12088, but that's not the one.
Old Brad.
Oh, there you are, with the little New Zealander flag.
Oh, no, no. Cancel. I nearly clicked Depart Team. how do I get to RSVMB unit? Oh, your team stats. Look at that.
Wow.
Yeah, it's been a while since I used this. Last Pulse, 2008.
Right at the very end of the year.
Wow, yeah, this thing's old, because even Connor is still on here.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Wet Pulse it is. Monitor your keystrokes, how many keys you typed. What else does it track?
Your movement of your mouse.
Okay.
Be it miles or kilometers. You also set it up for, once you do like 2,000 or 200,000 keystrokes, it'll automatically pulse it. So then you don't really have to worry about it.
Oh.
Also start up when you turn on your computer and...
Okay.
Yeah, I made it pulse every 100,000 keystrokes. And
I thought you were from Japan for a minute.
3 days to type 100,000 characters.
I thought you were from Japan, Brad.
How did you manage to work that out?
Because on your page... under the computers thing, it's
there's
like
a big
lighter
crazy...
background and a red
yeah.
thing. Yeah. Anyways.
I see.
Yeah. Okay, so Wet Pulse. Anything else on Wet Pulse?
No, it's really it.
Okay. What have we been doing, Tim? What have you been doing?
Recently I've been training agility and farming.
Okay. What are your levels in those?
88 agility and 89 farming.
Okay.
I could probably
going
get
for 99 in both.
Yeah. I have plans okay. 99 agility once I get it, so.
Okay. Maybe you and Brad here should race.
No.
Because he hasn't finished yet. He's a definite third
finish.
In Mustard Sky. Did you know that Kelsey got 99 agility 3 weeks ago and she didn't tell me?
Yeah. I know. She showed me a screenshot of when she was like 50k off or something, And then she just got it and posted it on RuneWire and never even told me.
Yeah, that's... Oh, well. But anything else RuneScape-related, Tim?
No.
Okay. What about real life?
I've been going to school. Got okay. good courses this semester.
That's always good. It's better to have good courses than bad courses.
Generally, yes.
Brad?
I've been going to school. Funny that. Doing a lot of homework. And that's me, really. I haven't been doing much else.
Okay. And the quest and summoning last week, right?
Oh, yes. I did. Yeah, but that was last week.
Okay.
I did manage to do that. And, yeah.
Nothing else you want to share?
Nothing else.
Okay. Yeah, same for me. I did some fishing on bonus XP weekend, but not much else, because I did manage to hurt myself, as you guys would remember from last week. So I am almost fully recovered from that, I hope. Aside from that, getting better, just school. So, yeah, we're a pretty boring bunch here, but that's the price you pay for being smart and having good marks and stuff, you know? You become like an outcast during crunch time.
I don't consider myself an outcast.
Well, no, but have you
about myself? I call myself an outcast, but
yes, but you're not. But what I mean is, like, you haven't come up for air this week, you know. So
okay,
yeah. I think we're done. Unless anybody else has anything.
No.
Okay. Brad, you good?
I'm good. I'm good.
Okay, it's been RSBNB Update 248 with Tim, whose full name is Timothy, and Brad, a.k.a. Cheapsnake, whose full name is Bradley. My name is Shane. We'll see you guys all next week. Goodbye, everyone.
Farewell.
Goodbye.